America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We like to roll things out with our pals from Talk Radio News in Washington, D.C., and nobody better to kick it around with than Victoria Jones. Victoria, man, a ton of things happening, but I got to start with the really big one. Clarence Thomas opened his eyes and actually spoke today. 7 years, he breaks his silence. Supreme Court Justice, what did he say?
Well, first of all, it wasn't caught on the audio. We only know because SCOTUS blog had a reporter's in there, which is, you know, the Supreme Court blog, these brainiacs. They had a reporter there, and there was some law student who was in there. They both heard it. Basically, they were arguing a case, and they were arguing about the competency of lawyers. And they were arguing whether particular lawyers were competent, and the person making the case had said that they'd been to Harvard and Yale Law School, and Clarence Thomas made some crack to the effect that if they'd gone to Yale Law School, they weren't competent, which, of course, is where he went to school.
All right, I like it. I love it that, like you say, the brainiac blog, they're the ones who catch it and report on it, and too bad nothing was rolling on it. That would have been very, very funny. But there's a punchline somewhere in there. I have to work on my material a little bit better, but I'll come up with something. Next time you and I meet, I'm going to have a couple of Clarence Thomas ones for you for sure. Well, when it comes to what's going on in the Capitol, the big thing for Governor Chris Christie, of course, and Governor Andrew Cuomo from New York, so New York, New Jersey, is what's happening with the Sandy funding in the House. This is pretty much a done deal after the way, especially Christie beat up John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, and others?
You would have thought so. But then House Speaker Boehner allowed an open amendment thing on it. And so subsequently, you had 100 amendments added to it. And Representative Peter King, Republican of New York, had an absolute bleep fit. An absolute bleak fit today, a complete meltdown, because he says that he was promised a clean bill without amendments, because they've got to get this bill through. And a lot of these amendments are simply poison pills, and they're amendments to derail the bill by conservatives in the House who don't want the bill to pass.
Wow. Wow. So I can't wait to see what happens. Yeah.
Oh, I know. And it's going to come to the floor tomorrow. The Rules Committee, it's going to come to the floor Tuesday, actually. Sorry. And the Rules Committee is examining it, will decide which amendments will stay in, which amendments will come out, which will get stripped. And that'll determine what the bill's going to look like. Then they'll look at this bill. And then that'll go over to the Senate, because the previous bill that the Senate passed is now dead because we're in a new Congress.
All right, this is going to get interesting. The boss is going to come down hard if something doesn't happen. And by the boss, I don't mean Bruce Springsteen. I mean Chris Christie, who's getting all this publicity, just had a big deal written about him on Time Magazine, saw his mug all over the place. The House also is going to read the Constitution. Is this a yearly thing that they do, or for every Congress that comes in, do they do that, or what's the deal with that?
It only started at the beginning of the last Congress. Representative Bob Goodlatte of Virginia started the idea. He thought it would be a good thing to do. And basically, he said it's one of the things that his constituents raise with him, that we think that you ought to stick strictly to the Constitution and that you ought to really be in touch with the Constitution. And so he thought it would be a good idea to read it out loud. And one of the things he said in his statement on Monday was, this reading of the Constitution demonstrates that House Republicans are committed to our Constitution and the enduring principles for which it stands. So I'm not sure where that leaves House Democrats, actually. Even though some of them have participated in the reading, because it really was organized by the House Republicans. But House Democrats did participate in it, although although Representative Jesse Jackson, who's no longer in the House, brought up some controversy when he objected to reading the Constitution as it had been amended.
Mm.
He thought it should be the original Constitution.
Yeah. Yep. All right. That's going to take some time. How long does it take to read the Constitution?
Oh, it took 84 minutes, I think.
Wow. All right. I'm going to see if I can click in on that, too. And this is really the big thing, certainly, because, you know, we've talked about this. Gun control, gun advocacy, split right down the middle, I think, really, in this country. You saw it over the weekend at one of the gun shows, a big protest, and then there was an assault weapon that was for sale somewhere, and the people lined up around the block. There was traffic jams. It's crazy. So the president is going to actually unveil gun control legislation, but a lot of people don't think it's going to pass. First, he's going to break bread with Joe Biden, who was the vice president, who was in charge of that task force. What do you think he's going to tell him?
I think that he already has the proposals from Biden. Biden gave them to him on Monday, so he will have reviewed them. I think they will be discussing them in great detail. They already apparently had one meeting on Monday about that. I think they will continue the conversation about that, and he will be starting to put together his thoughts on what it's going to look like, and I think that it will include a combination of legislation and executive action. I think it's going to be both. I think it will include an assault weapons ban, even though Harry Reid is saying he is not in favor of it, doesn't think it's going to get through the Senate. He's not going to try and push it through the Senate. I think it will include something on universal background checks. I think that's a given. And I think it's going to include restrictions on high-capacity ammunition clips. And I think it'll be interesting to see how that's written. Will it be a ban on the manufacture and sale, or will it be restrictions?
Mm. All right. There's so many things we could talk about, but I want to throw this one out here because we keep talking about this debt ceiling. Obama slapped the GOP around on the debt limit and saying, we got to pay our bills. Listen, we're not a debtor nation. We got to do this. What are we going to do? Social Security checks aren't going to be set out. They won't get sent out. The military won't get pay. So here we are back in the same spot, aren't we?
Yeah. Basically, we're back in the same spot, and we're sort of on the tunnel to Hades.
Yeah, this is going nowhere fast, isn't it? And it really is. This is really a partisan issue too. Now it's become that. It didn't used to be this. Bob Ney, who's one of your colleagues, as you know, the former congressman from Ohio, talks about it, that it used to be, hey, you just vote, you push the ceiling up, and then we all went to lunch, and no biggie, nobody said much, blah, blah, blah. But for the past 3 years, because of where we are financially, how strapped we are, this is a huge issue again.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be absolutely huge this year, and then we've got the sequester, and then we've got the government shutdown March the 27th, and it's all going to converge, and it's going to be, this is going to be just a nightmare 3 months.
Yeah, I agree. All right, more things to talk about then for you and I, Victoria, although we can always find things to chat about. Victoria Jones, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So does this ever happen to you? You go to a Goodwill store and you're perusing around, you know, the kind where you can buy stuff. Yeah, you can donate, but you can also buy stuff. And you see this painting, it looks okay. I've got something I could put this up on a front wall, it's bare. And you buy the painting for $15, maybe even less, and then you find out it's a rare painting worth $18,000. What is with this? People finding paintings. They go to yard sales. They look in the back of a closet of a friend who says, take whatever you want. And then it turns out to be something that is worth thousands and thousands of dollars. I can't help it, but I love these stories. We come out of the money woes from the temple of gloom in Washington, D.C., to the excitement of that rarity, a painting that was dropped off. This was actually dropped off at a store not too far from the Capitol in Virginia. And they say it's going to sell for about $20,000, and then it'll go to whatever the good cause is. The painting was an original work by a 19th century artist named Tariglia, and is up for auction. I hope I said that right, by the way, so I sound like somebody who understands the arts. You know, you can't butcher an artist's name if you want to be taken seriously. So anyway, it's up for auction on Goodwill's website, and they think it's going to be completed by Wednesday of this week, and the bids are pretty high. How about that? How crazy is that? Wow. $20,000. Amazing. Amazing. All right, coming up on the rest of this hour in America, tonight we have a dungeon move. Yeah, I can't help it. I got to put this guy in the dungeon. I don't know if I've ever thrown him in the dungeon, but it's a he. I feel very, very much compelled to do that. I'm not going to give you any hints. It's going to happen as we make the final turn. We're on the bank now. We're going around the first couple of turns, first couple of laps. But on that final lap, we're going to give somebody the dungeon heave-ho. No telling. No telling who that's going to be. All right, Hillary Clinton, for everybody that bagged on Hillary Clinton saying she was shucking and jiving and not going to testify on Benghazi, guess what? She's going to testify. Of course she was going to testify on Benghazi. Of course she was going to do that. She had a concussion. She had a blood clot, and now she's going to do it on January 23rd. Where? Before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. She's going to just everything she knows about Benghazi from A to Z will be up there, the lion's share, if you will. The terrorist assault that we've been talking about, everybody, since September, Chris Stevens, three other Americans. One thing that was interesting is ahead of time, a Republican, Congressman Ed Royce from California, said that he appreciated Secretary Clinton's desire and willingness to testify to examine the attack in an effort to ensure that this doesn't happen again, and that the intention of the hearing is to focus on why the attack wasn't anticipated or why they didn't know more, and what were the leadership failures at the State Department that happened that need to be corrected so they can fix this thing. At the end of the day, they don't want it to happen again. And we know what that means. That means, guess what? You have to beef up security. And you have to know, oh, anniversary of September 11th. We're kind of like the sleeping, hibernating Americans thinking this has not happened. Year one, year two, year three, year four, year five. There's always that potential for Al-Qaeda to attack in a united move, a solidarity fist pump over what happened to us, you know, back in 2001. So, did we learn any lessons from that? Of course we did. Clinton, who would supposed to be, was slated to testify in December, but like I said, took the fall like Humpty Dumpty. Luckily they could put her back together again, is rescheduled. Then she's going to step down. Then Obama's going to nominate, or he has nominated, actually, a Democratic Senator John Kerry to succeed her. I don't think he'll have too much problem, a little bit of pain, perhaps. He'll get pricked a few times when he goes through the confirmation process, but it'll be like a fraternity paddling compared to what'll happen with Hagel. So he's expected to win pretty easy. That's what's going to happen, right? And I'm very curious. I do want to hear this. I'm going to be curious as to, one, what are the specifics they're going to ask her? Because they're specifically going to focus on the State Department and the requests for greater security and how come that didn't happen. So I want to know. I do want to know. I want to know what she's going to say to this and what they knew up the chain so that, you know, sure, so it doesn't happen again. But what she knew. What is it that she knew heading into this? So how about that? Somebody said to me today, sarcastically, do you think it's going to take her a long time to memorize her lines? Wow. I think she was handed a script. One thing about Clinton, I don't see her being the person that's on the same page. In other words, when she was pegged to be the Secretary of State. Of course, she's not the president. She lost that to Obama and never got the nomination. But I don't see her as someone who does assignments, says, even to take one for the team. So I'm going to disagree with my pal that said, yeah, it's going to take some time. It took some time to memorize lines. I'll give her that one. I don't think so. I doubt it. I can't imagine. She said she was on some show and she said she was winding down. She gets tired of liars. She's tired of hearing the lies of all the people that she goes and visits overseas, all those friendly faces and not. And she doesn't like the whole lying thing. And that was also part of the reason for bailing, in a sense, for bailing from Secretary of State, that she was exhausted and, you know, it gets tiring dealing with liars and blah, 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 blah. So I don't believe that she's memorizing, if unless it's her own lines. Nobody's giving her a script on this one, but it would be interesting to know all the way up the chain how far this thing went and the misconceptions, thinking, wow, how can we let our guard down? Every year there's also always that possibility. And especially overseas, This may be, and this has become kind of an odds and ends segment here, this may be the what turns out to be the crown jewel in the cap of Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck, who, like him or not, has created a persona that is big bucks. And he was the big-time rebel rouser when he was on the tube, and ultimately he was too hot to handle for Fox. So he's announced that he wanted to go to Galt, and he is going to create a self-sustaining community inspired by Ayn Rand's character. Remember John Galt from Atlas Shrugged? It's going to be called Independence USA. So he's seriously doing this. When it's completed, Independence is going to produce its own, check this out, food, TV, and film, all the stuff that's on the film content. There's going to be houses, baseball fields, a theme park, you know, kind of like, what was the name of that town where everybody was in black and white? Oh, I'll think of it. I know one of you smart big brains out there know what I'm talking, Pleasantville. It's going to be like a Pleasantville, maybe. So he announced his plans that he's really going to do this. And the main entrance to this community, Independence, is going to be based on Ellis Island, because he says that's how most Americans came to the country. There's going to be a marketplace and all that kind of stuff. He said there's not going to be any Gap or Ann Taylor or any of that kind of stuff, but there's going to be a place for people to create their own businesses and learn from other people, and that the main point of doing this is education. So before the kids go to college, they can be there and they can figure out what it's like. They can live in independence, figure out what it's like to have to come up with their own kind of business. Now, I see reality TV naturally written all over this. Of course, they're going to film his show there. Entertainers will go and film other things. He's going to create massive buzz. So what is it going to cost to build a Galt-like village? What do you think the price tag for Galt Village is? He says around $2 billion. Would you live in that planned community? 855-266-5283. 855-266-HATE.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
So how about it, America? Would you live in Glenn Beck's utopia, a galt-like existence? Yeah, Independence, USA, where everything is grown, everything is made, everything is sold there. There's even a theme park with a Beck-like vibe surrounding it. Can you imagine? He's going to do it. You know he's going to build it, and there's going to be people. You know the old saying, if you build it, they will come. I think people will come to Beck's fantasy. It sounds like an amusement ride to me, though. So it's interesting there's going to be a theme park there. You know, this is a guy who not too long ago tried to buy Current TV, but Al Gore wouldn't sell it to him. Instead, he decided he was going to sell to Al Jazeera over Glenn Beck. No, 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 I'm not going to sell you Current TV. I'm going to sell it to Al Jazeera. And let's see what ultimately they pump out on the airwaves. How about it? I thought it was pretty interesting to hear what he was planning on doing, and he'll do it. This guy will do it. He certainly, since he's left Fox, has continued to explode and explore new opportunities. And when it comes to new media, he absolutely embraces that, or at least the people around him are very, very smart, and they get it. It kind of brings up the idea, though. It's like Texas and secession saying, I'm sick of it, I'm going to just secede from the union, even though the governor of Texas says, get out of here, are you kidding, we want those federal dollars. But the frustration level where you go off the charts, where now you have pegged off, you're gone. You're not on the same playing field anymore. You've said, that's it, I'm out of here. Will more people try to pick up that Now, will we find that there are more people who are disenfranchised who decide, you know, that's not such a bad idea. It's not such a bad idea to just go off and do my own thing. But that's like that whole planned community idea. Other people have tried this. Other people have tried the whole planned community thing. And, yeah, when we first founded the United States and our government, it kind of worked then, kind of. But if you have one self-sustaining community surrounded by other dinky little suburbs that are completely not self-sufficient and are part of the whole money grab bag, I don't know how much you would change the, you know, how much would you change the world except for inside your bubble? And don't the Amish people already do that? Remember those nuts, the Warren Jeff compound? They were in their own little bubble. The Scientologists are in their bubble. And Beck's thing is not a religious, it's not a religious thing, community. It's about being self-sustaining. But here's the thing. Are they going to make, are they going to make money? Is there going to be Beck dollars? I don't know. I mean, he's got some kinks to work out on this deal. He'll do it. But I think there's some kinks. And if, here's the thing, can you go, can you leave the confines? Do you have to have a special hall pass to get out of there? Because what are you bringing back in? If you're going to be self-sufficient, that changes everything. Well, now you have a theme park, you have the TV, you have food. If you're producing your own television, film, and food, why do you leave? Why would you leave? What if people want to go off the reservation, so to speak? Or are they allowed to leave? I couldn't help myself. I was craving a chimichanga. I was craving a McDonald's Big Mac. And, you know, of course I'm being sarcastic, but I can see a few flaws with this. I can see a few flaws. How interesting is it that I think the interesting thing about Beck is that he wanted to buy a current TV, and then you had Glenn Beck, who got the no, who got the special high-five sign from Al Gore. And he said he considered it to be a badge of honor that he was more loathsome, and that's the word he used, to Al Gore than Al Jazeera. So Gore decided to go with Al Jazeera and get his $100 million versus somebody who is an American. Because remember, Al Jazeera just bought the network back on January 2nd, $500 million to have a cable foothold in the United States. And the deal has definitely raised a few eyebrows among people who question, you know, what Al Jazeera is about. It's an Arab English language channel, but it's mostly funded by a royal family who, according to U.S. State Department cables published by WikiLeaks, have some questionable ties, let's say. Is Al Jazeera dangerous? Well, what are some of the things that Al Jazeera is airing? What's being fed to Al Jazeera? Remember Daniel Pearl, who was decapitated by this Islamist terrorist? That was on Al Jazeera. All the Osama bin Laden stuff, remember? That was all aired on Al Jazeera. How about the fact that the network supports the stoning of women and homosexuals in the streets of Qatar? I would think that it would be more than some eyebrows that would have been raised over this. And Beck really thought he was going to get it. He thought he was going to have a good chance at it. Said that they debated back and forth, and he wasn't willing to even consider the kind of crazy money, I guess, that they were asking. And so it must have been all about money, because they paid the most money. And nobody seems, you know, the integrity of this deal, nobody seems to care. And I've already beat up on Al Gore. In fact, I think he's been in our dungeon a few times. Because, I mean, here's a guy who definitely wanted to tax people. And you can go back and look at the history of Gore. And he decides to sell his company before December 31st. We know how that story goes. but he ended up still getting slapped with the taxes, $8.8 million, something like that. Ugh, give me a break. And they call it editorial integrity. Mm. So where is everybody? If you want to chime in, it's not a one-woman show. It's a conversation. It's about the buzz in your backyard. You can throw in on any or all of it at 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. We just scratched the surface when it came to politics of a different sort. At the top, talking with Victoria, the focus certainly going to be over a couple of things. One, the Sandy funding in the House. And she mentioned that there's 100 amendments stuck in the middle of that money now, stuck in the middle of that bill. It might not be a layup. It might just easily go through. That's what I assumed would happen. But you know what they say about assumptions? It's not looking that way at this point. This could drag out during the day. Oh, can you imagine? Chris Christie will definitely run. And if he does not get that money, if that does not sail through the House, I guarantee this man will run. Guarantee he's going to run. And Pete King, as Victoria said, you can even air. His language was so blue, it would just make you blush because he was so upset by the fact that, first of all, that it got pushed to the 15th, and then that so many amendments were jammed into it. So Pete King, they might have to restrain him. Who knows? He may take a swing at a few people. And I'm not really sure where this ends up. This could drag out a little bit longer than most people had hoped. And the debt ceiling is hanging in the balance. The president smashing the Republicans right between the eyes, saying, it's your fault. We got to raise the debt ceiling. If we don't raise the debt ceiling, you're going to cripple our economy because our bills are due and we have to pay them. If we don't pay them, the government shuts down. There's that threat again at the end of March, which means Social Security checks don't go out and the military doesn't get their paychecks. Isn't that brutal? So I'm sorry. Go serve. We want the best and the brightest. We want you to sign up. We want you to volunteer for our voluntary military. And let's hope we don't have any kind of a shutdown or threat of a shutdown with the government so that your check doesn't get held up. Because I imagine you're probably sitting on a pile of gold and you're not that worried about the check clearing, about getting the check. Of course the people are worried about that. It's the middle class, again, that gets screwed over in this whole thing. I said this in our previous show. Isn't it interesting? The Democrats and the Republicans both say it's about the middle class and they shouldn't have to pay more taxes and here's our number and all this other nonsense. But yet every turn involves the middle class, including the holdup of Social Security checks and military benefits. Not getting their checks. Can you imagine? So how are they supposed to stretch? I doubt they have lots of extra dough sitting along the side somewhere stuffed in a safe. And we know this is more a threat than anything. Will it become a reality? It comes down to the last second, much like we saw with the so-called Narnia-like fiscal cliff. And Tim Geithner, who's leaving, says the government could pass a debt limit by mid-February. Oh, isn't that nice? He told Congress that the government is going to exhaust its borrowing limit as soon as mid-February. So we are so out of cash. We are so broke and so relying on plastic. It's ridiculous. All right, I promised the dungeon, and the dungeon it shall be next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime, burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight you heard about the fact that the older people's checks might be held hostage in the military, too. Of course, we can throw that in. This is the debt ceiling that is flying around. Our money could be up. Our ability to borrow by mid-February. In the meantime, you also are very well aware that the president has endorsed the ban on assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition mags, as well as some stricter background checks for gun buyers. Will Congress tighten the restrictions or be reluctant? I say Congress is going to say no to that because it's too close, the vote. I think that it'll be too close, but ultimately the NRA wins, and that's not going to happen with the assault or, you know, maybe tweaking some of the background checks, but I wouldn't hold out huge hope for that. In the meantime, I promised we would have a dungeon moment, and that moment has arrived. I don't think I've ever put this person in the dungeon, but it's one thing to make up a lie, a story, and act holier than thou. It's a completely other thing. It really is a completely other thing to ruin other people's careers and intimidate them. And sadly, because I was such a big fan of his, it's a disappointment. Kind of like when I found out about Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and a slew of other things I would put on my short list of major disappointments. This would be on my list. So for an entire decade, Lance Armstrong has withstood the challenge. You know, he was tested again and again and again, and he came up clean enough they never could nail him for performance-enhancing drugs to win the Tour de France. He had to give back all seven victories. I mean, they're all off the books pretty much because there's so many people doping and cycling. But he made a confession to Oprah Winfrey during a taped interview on Monday. Yep. So he makes an apology to the Livestrong charity. He finds it. He took it global. And part of the reason it was so successful is because he was an amazing cancer survivor story, no doubt about that. I mean, they pretty much were leaving him for you're not going to live long. And he came back and he wins a grueling event seven times. So what a reversal. For years, you can go through tons of public statements and interviews. He was like a zealot, denying. 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours. He taped this session. And he said that he would answer the questions directly, honestly, candidly. I guess he did. He gets stripped of the titles. He lost most of his endorsements. He had to leave the foundation that he loved after the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency issued that 1,000-page report that accused him of masterminding a long-running doping scheme. But he intimidated a lot of other cyclists and threatened a lot of other people because he had plenty of money and he was able to go after them. And you know, that's the sad part about this whole thing. As I said, I put it on my short list. I really, really like Lance Armstrong. And you know, we are a nation of sinners and forgivers, but this is a whopper. I think, Lance, that just going to sit with the queen of talk, Oprah Winfrey, isn't enough. I think he needs to sit in our dungeon. So, Matt Johnson, do the honors.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
So the question comes up, was he authentic? Was he sincere? He probably was. However, why do it now? I think you're going to see a lot of people that are going to be no holds barred. They're going to come after him with a vengeance and sue him. I think there's a lot of people that are going to try to get some money out of Lance Armstrong. And he went after his critics, remember, doggedly during the whole cycling championship reign for him. He smashed them in public. He didn't stop at punishing any of the riders that were outspoken. He absolutely took people to court. And there still are some others that are in that category. One of the biggest, Frankie Andrew, his wife, Betsy Andrew, was one of the first people to publicly accuse Armstrong of using performance-enhancing drugs. They were there, the Andrews, when he was in the hospital with cancer talking to the doctors and said that he did use certain drugs. And she says he used to be one of my husband's best friends, and because he couldn't go along with the doping, he got kicked to the curb. So there's going to be lawsuits. Already, there's a lawsuit that's been filed to recover about $500,000 that they paid him. And this is the London-based Sunday Times. They're trying to recover $500,000 they paid him to settle a libel case. And then there's another group, SCA Promotions. They tried to deny Armstrong a bonus for a Tour de France win, and they're threatening to bring another lawsuit to recover about $8 million almost, an arbitration panel awarded him in that in the dispute over that. Ooh. So he may be in, he may be spending a lot of money in lawyers' fees. He might be worth $100 million now, but we'll see what happens. Most sponsors dropped him. I mean, it cost him tens of millions of dollars. He left the board of Livestrong. He knows that he is tainted, so maybe that's why he came clean. May, you know, sometimes the pressure to carry, the burden of carrying the lie is just too much. Bernie Madoff, he could care less. He has no remorse. He doesn't care what he said, what he did, how many people he ruined while he kept a straight face and acted like he was just an icon in New York society circles. And even when he gets caught, it doesn't matter. So he wasn't looking to get caught. He gets caught, and he's just a wiggly worm about it. I think Armstrong probably was authentic, and it may be that he realized that they, you know, he's against the wall. I mean, here's a guy who's diagnosed with testicular cancer in October of 96. It spreads to his lungs, his brain. And they gave him a 40% chance of surviving at the time and never expected he'd compete at anything more strenuous than who knows what. Hitting some golf balls. And what it takes to be in a race and what it takes to win a race, he became a massive hero almost from the get-go. Huge. Armstrong symbolized all kinds of things, hope for people with cancer, also being an athlete and being able to come back and weather a devastating illness. And he talks about why he doped, which I imagine it's going to be because I needed the same edge that everybody else had and everybody else was doing it, or I knew of a lot of people that were doing it and I couldn't compete if I wasn't doing it, and that's why. But 2.5 hours of taping, 2.5 hours of taping, they're not going to use 2.5 hours, but whew, that is a long time. There's got to be some big gems that are going to come out of this. And for Oprah Winfrey, naturally there's huge buzz because her network has been fledgling, to say the least. This gives them a little bit of a bump for at least a day or two when the piece airs. And once that happens, I think the bump can be sustained a little bit, but then, pretty soon it'll start to shrink a little bit more. Very hard to get a network and make it click on all cylinders, get the advertising working. I'm talking about television. And have enough support behind it, have enough good quality shows on that you've got the audience to compete with the big boys.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
Idiot! It's simple.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.